Our lovely newsreader, Em Charlton, was doing something very interesting over the weekend. We found out Friday, taking along your new husband to a couples retreat that was focusing on a lot of, I guess, therapy and couples communication.
Correct, yeah.
And I think what we sort of thought is, Em, you've only been married 3 months. Why do you need this?
To get off on the right foot. Get basically the playbook. Don't do this. Don't maybe let yourselves fall into this rut.
Do you think I actually backed that in. You know, I was giving a bit of mocking before, however, even though I've started a new relationship, but I understand now there's certain failings or trappings you can fall into once you get out of a glow phase where you go, well, if we can't address these things, we're probably destined to fail like all relationships have.
Was there a little bit of fear for you, Em, going into that thinking, oh, God, is something going to come up from Naz or myself that they don't, the other person doesn't know about, and it might be a bit of a deterrent in our relationship?
Yeah, I think on the way I was really excited. I was looking forward to it. But as the conversations started happening, I did think, oh, you never know. Like, he might bring up something that he didn't know that was on top of his mind. But with all the questioning and the counselling, it sort of comes from quite deep down
Did he end up revealing something that you actually didn't know in your long-term relationship?
Not something I didn't know, but something maybe like his parents divorced when he was young, which he said he didn't really, you know, think affected him that much at the time, but now thinks maybe it did affect him a lot and that, he sort of just brushed over that. But that's why he maybe isn't as open with his communication now and just sort of pushes the feelings down.
Well, your relationship's gone from strength to strength from this, but what about retreats? Do they save or have they ruined the relationship? We've got Rebecca in Kilburn. Thanks for your call. Which way did it go for you?
Do you know what? I've been listening to Em and I think it's a really good idea. So I guess years and years and years ago when religion was a main focus, before you get married, you'd have to go see... Yeah, hang on, Em. You'd have to go see... You know,
I didn't say anything.
Your counselling first. But now, you know, absolutely, I think it's a good idea for couples to start off on the right foot, like Emma said. And I think that, you know, some kind of couples retreat could be good to work those troubles out before you go through that and maybe bring the divorce rates down.
Yep, well, nip at the bud early.
That you, if we were to go to therapy, Rebecca, I would say that you sort of project the behaviour that I don't even do because you just told me to shut up and I didn't even talk. And when you say stuff like that, it makes me feel unheard. So dump button, please.
I think that Nuz, shout outs to him for having the courage to go because there was a song that got played at this retreat, Em, and it's Sinead O'Connor, Thank You For Hearing Me. Now, whereabouts was this played in the retreat? Because, I mean, if I found out this was going to be played, I wouldn't have gone.
Oh, it's so nice, don't you think?
At what point?
We had to, pretty early on, we had to put our hands on each other's hearts and hold them and look into each other's eyes for the whole song.
While this is playing?
Yep.
Okay. We all mocked me when I said I did that with my ex-girlfriend. Why are we all letting this slide for Em? Remember when I told you we sat on the beach, we held it, put hands in each other's hearts, and we're like, I'm so connected, and everyone was like, oh, that's the worst thing I've ever heard. Old news comes in here. We all listened to Sinead O'Connor and held each other's hearts. Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, but then you
did
it.
It was lame when
album.
I did it. It's lame when you did it.
Belinda in Salisbury Park, which way did it go for you, the retreat? Did it save or ruin the relationship?
So I've actually never gone on one.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to?
But I'm the biggest overthinker and always try and sabotage my relationship before I get a chance. And I've only been with my partner 3 years and like 12 days. So I think that would be great. Not only do you get to go on a holiday, but, you know, getting away from your normal bullshit in life generally helps things.
Yeah, you're forced to talk about it. I agree. I mean, I've almost cancelled my flight 3 times to America to see Hassani. So maybe we need this before we've even started.
Absolutely. Well, hold on the line, Belinda. We'll get the details from where Em went down south over the weekend and we'll send them on to you. Up next, though, we are going to award the golden ticket. Who's going to be seeing Kesha, Taylor Swift in Melbourne, Pink and Katy Perry?